You're with SBS Radio.
In the wake of the COVID-19 outbreak, for many Australians, it's the first time they'll be working from home. It'll be their first time logging on remotely, conducting meetings over video chat, spending their day delivering from their living room or study instead of the office. For mother of three, Carol Bouchier, who works as an executive assistant at a university, this isn't her first time working from home, but she says this is no ordinary circumstance. The shutdown means her husband, as well as her three children aged 12, 6 and 13 months, will also be at home.
We'll have to determine areas in the house and, I don't know, schedule something like that, because it's a three-bedroom house. It's not massive, so it might be a little bit challenging.
Ms. Bouchier says between her and her husband, they'll have to arrange a flexible working arrangement so one can look after the children in the morning and the other in the afternoon.
Obviously, there will be a 13-month-old to take care of, so it will be interesting. I don't quite have the details yet completely ironed out, to be honest.
While she admits this period will be difficult, Ms. Bouchier, who's originally from France and has lived around the world, says she's confident that people will adapt.
Humans do. We always adapt to anything. We might be worried to start with. They might take a while to get into a groove, but we'll do it. I'm somebody who's, you know, I've lived in different loads of different countries, in different situations. I've moved a lot, and I've always adapted, because that's what humans do anyway.
Experts agree it will most certainly take time to adapt to working from home, or WFH as it's dubbed by social media, and have offered some tips to make that transition a little bit smoother. Occupational psychologist from Griffith University, Professor Paula Brough, says for people working from home for the first time, they should stick to the same routine they would if they were going into work.
I think if you're not used to working from home very often, a lot of people will be doing it for the first time. It's quite important, it's quite helpful to try and engage in that work mindset as much as you can. So if you normally get up at a certain time to go to work and you have your certain morning routine, still do that.
Professor Brough says giving oneself structure throughout the day, joining in on video calls, still organising meetings, even if they're virtual, as well as taking breaks to eat or take a quick walk, will make for a more productive workday. She says while it may seem tempting to just lay on the couch in your pyjamas and do your work that way, setting up a comfortable, practical work environment is also a key part of successfully working from home.
If you can almost replicate your workspace that you have in your office and replicate that place in your home environment, so preferably not your bed, preferably not the couch. So have a desk or a space which you can set up in the same way or in a similar way as you would in your office.
Working from home can seem like a novelty at first, according to Professor Brough. People think they can do their washing or clean the house or snack all day, which means they're easily distracted. It's one of the things she says people struggle with the most, staying focused and motivated.
So you can be very easily distracted by your home environment. And again, you've got to, I would suggest you think about, I'm just going to sit down and do a couple of hours of work and then I'll go and unload the dishwasher or hang out some watching.
Feeling isolated can also be a challenge when working from home.
So if you're used, especially those who are used to working in a busy office or working in cafes, doing their work on a table in a cafe where there's noise and activity and people and social connection all around you, after a while it will be difficult when it's just you and your computer. You know, and it's important to see people by video, your colleague by video, but it's not the same as you know, physically seeing them in your normal work environments.
Professor Brough suggests penciling in as many video meetings as possible with colleagues or just phone calls with friends and family to keep your spirits high, especially during such a trying time as this. She says keeping your mental health in check is just as important as your physical health. So what exactly are the expectations, both for the employer and the employee, when someone works from home? Dr. Robin Price, a lecturer in Employment Relations and Human Resource Management at Central Queensland University, says the same obligations apply to employers and employees when someone's working at home as they do when they're working in an office. So that means occupational health and safety rules still apply.
because an employer has the legal obligation to provide, you know, a safe working environment for their employees. So the employer should definitely, if they can, do some kind of a check on the workplace.
Dr. Price says while in-person checks are obviously not possible in the current environment, there are other ways an employer can check their employee's workspace meets health and safety requirements.
So, you know, you would send a checklist with what you want them, you know, in an ideal world to have, and you would ask the employee to perhaps, you know, you could do a Google Hangout and take you for a walk around the office, or, you know, send a couple of photos that you could send, you know, put on file. It's basically about, one, protecting the worker, but two, protecting the employer to say that, yes, they have checked the workplace and they know that their employee is going to be working somewhere safe.
She says an employer also has an obligation to provide the tools that an employee needs to work, be that a laptop, phone or an office chair. But she does admit that this is a crisis situation and there are no hard and fast rules to make this happen.
So it really is an employer's responsibility to provide equipment for their employees to be able to work and to reimburse them for things that they have spent money on. But the everything is up in the air and their systems are probably not capable of dealing with a lot of things that are happening, I think. So we're all just going to need to be a little bit flexible.
Dr. Price recommends employees keep all receipts and they'll be able to claim it on tax.
The employee can keep records and claim the costs of running their home office on their taxation as deductions.
She directed people who want more information to the tax office's website, where there are more guidelines about what you can and can't claim in a home office. Alan Lee, Working at Home, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.